So real quick, 444, Jay-Z, and you sit down. He calls you and says, I want to do this album. I have an idea. How did that happen?
No. Yeah, I could. This is the real thing. He hit me a few years ago and said, I got an idea for an album. I go see him. He tells me the concept. And it's like I heard the concept and I was like, I know where he's going. He may not have said it fully. And I don't think at that time I had like, I'm still in that, I'm studying Quincy Jones, I'm about to get better place. Not in the, oh, I got a stack of beats over here. Yeah, let's do this. Let's get to the money, let's whatever. So it was a couple of years. I just kept telling him, nah, I don't have nothing. And he's like, what you mean you don't have nothing? I'm like, I don't have anything. He's like, what you working on? I'm like, getting better. That's what I'm working on. It was a running joke. So it was some, you know, false starts in there. But really what happened is he hit me and was like, yo, I need you to help me with this Vic Mensa project. And by then I kind of found a groove and I was like, yo, but I got something now. I got something now. And he's like, after 2 years, you're like, yeah, for
whatever,
sure.
Whatever, bro.
Yeah.
Cool story,
I'm
bro.
Like, nah, for real. And he like, yeah, okay, I'll meet you over, you know. And the way I had it right, when I sat with him and I just probably ran off 50. And then he was just
when you say
like,
ran off 58 beat ideas, song ideas.
Because the way I make music now, I just kind of create a sketch on the spot quick. And, you know, the speed of it is actually an important way that I do. Because, you know, people get bogged down with ideas. It's just a slow process. And every idea could be a little off. The speed could be wrong. The drums could have been wrong. But if it take you 2 days to come back, people don't, you know. It's too much thumbing to do in life to be thinking about coming back to a beat, you know. People just thumb. So I incorporated that and I try and overload people and catch them in the place. So he's like, man, that was too much. Don't move. I'm ready. And then I just got aggressive on him and I just started hitting him with five every morning like, you ain't, man, I'm working. You don't work no more, man. You're rich. You're comfortable, man. I'm still going, man.
You a dad now. You don't want these beats. You don't want these beats. You're not rap. I thought you could rap, Hov.
And then I made the kill OJ. I mean, kill Jay-Z beat.
Yeah.
And then he goes like, hold on. I'm calling Guru. Come by the house. And then I go, oh, okay. So it really was never like he sat down and said, we're doing an album.
Mm-hmm.
We never even said we're doing an album, ever. That was never even a concept. People were sending beats, everything. But again, I think I was working at a high rate. I made a lot of pieces of music.
And you understood where you thought he wanted to go.
Yes.
Because you had that preliminary combo.
Yes.
Right.
So then I had the cheat code of just sitting there and talking every day. So now back to getting what you're talking about, which is OJ. That was us just sitting around having conversations. And you know, the unique thing about working with him to me is that I just said, oh, you know what? If it didn't happen, he's not going to say it. He's not going to, like, come up with today's agenda, the suitcase was in the central. He's like, if that didn't happen, he's just not going to say it. So you can't even really, like,
he's a true, he wants a real story.
Yes.
He wants real factual
and that,
things.
Now that boxes it all in. Now you got to be like, so what happened? Like, tell me some stuff. What's going on? How you thinking? What you feeling? And then you got to, like, talk it out. But he's so smart. All the conversations, he's, like, already got the information. So then at that point, I was like, oh, okay. It just takes, man, bring Emery around. Let's talk about the old days. It's, oh, man, so-and-so. Oh, yeah. What your guru talk? And then all those songs just start happening. So I remember the day we were just talking. And he had given me the Four Woman sample because I was doing this technique with the beats. And he was like, man, but you should do it with this. I was like, man, just make a playlist, man. Just make a playlist. So he's like, cool.
Of stuff he's feeling that he's been vibing.
He's like, this is what I play in the house. I'm like, give me that. Thus comes the co-production. I'm like, okay, this is the score of your house. All right. this should be easy. You love this music. You play it all the time. It's just like when the parents play the music and then you go like, okay, I like it. All right, cool. So, and it's true, like, a few times I go to his house, he's playing this playlist there. I'm like, hey, man, make a new one. Nah, I like this one. But that's when I kind of knew how to shift. I figured out a way to, like, chop words up in samples and kind of make it say what I want to make it say.
Right, because the Nina Simone record that you use for Story of OJ, you know, definitely is on topic with every sample, mostly are on topic with the songs that it feels like are on 444. Am I saying that right?
I mean, in general.
Yeah.
I want to say yes.
Family Feud is the Clark sisters, right? Yes. Which is a family of girl singers.
True that.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, I see. And like that was the first thing I thought, and I was like, okay, this Nina Simone record is about different women, right, with different complexions and dealing with different things. So there's a race culture convo in the original sample, right? You know, I mean, so I don't know. I thought that was a part of the idea. Maybe it wasn't.
To be honest, it moved so fast. It wasn't as contrived as we discuss it now. It was more like, yo, hook this up, and me being like, always in a joust type mood. I'm like, 5 minutes later, I'm like, yo, all right, I got it. He like, come on, man, I got it. And I'm like, yo, and right here, it say my skin is black, my skin is yellow. You know how we, and then before I know it, he got the lines to the chorus. Like, I can't even get the,
yeah,
because that's how good he is.
Yeah.
It's really kind of, all you got to do is just like kind of toss the ball in the air and he just goes and do something. So
I've been doing this music clip breakdown stuff for about 3 years. I've been watching these interviews for about 7 or 8. That's probably my favorite clip I've ever seen. I don't ask y'all to do this that often, so I really, really need y'all to do this now. Anybody you have ever bought a beat from, any producer you have ever worked with, any producer you want to work with, tag them in the comments right now. No ID just gave a music producer master class, and he didn't even know it. I'm gonna break down some of the things he said. I'm gonna put some of my life experiences in it, and I'm gonna put in what I hear from rappers, from singers, from engineers, and producers the most. Because there is a disconnect in how the music is being created today. With the combination of technology, and then we had the pandemic and social media, getting in a very rough space. I think this video could help piece some of that back together. But in order to do that, y'all got to tag all them producers in there because they need to see this. Y'all need to hit share and put any artist you want in the comments too and share it with them. And you got to hit like because that really helps the algorithm, lets YouTube and Instagram know that y'all like the video. And you got to write comments about the video because it lets YouTube and Instagram know that you're talking about the video. Save it because it lets them know that you want to come back to it later. And you do all of that right now.
My ducks, my swans, welcome to the pod.
My name is Dorian from Group82University.com, and right here we got Kanye West mentor, Mr. No ID, talking about the making of Jay-Z's 444. Artists are, we start here. Like, everybody's thoughts and creativity starts in their brain. But for artists, it goes from our brain to our ears, and it goes from our ears to our eyes. Then if you're not that visual of an artist, it's gonna come out your mouth and then boom. That's how art can be created. Or if you're a painter or a drawer, it goes from your brain to your hands. You know, everybody has a different process. When you are making music, you have to find somebody who creates and speaks your creative process. Everybody has a different creative language. Does this person speak yours? What you just saw right here is a producer and an artist who speak the same creative language. They have a very similar process. A lot of y'all take a long time to make your albums because you feel like it's what you're supposed to do because you hear stories like this. Took them almost three years to make this album. It takes Jay-Z 2 or 3 years to make an album because his life moves completely different from yours and mine. Jay-Z can't go to the store at 2 o'clock in the morning to go pick up a Red Bull. Jay-Z can't fly coach. Jay-Z can't have conversations just randomly with small talk with random people. Jay-Z has a lot of people trying to pull at him and take things from him all the time. He has to protect his energy all the time. While a lot of you can just walk around lackadaisical in your city and no one even looks at you or even knows you're alive. So because of that, he doesn't get as many of the life experiences and interactions that we do living every day. So because we live every single day, we're going to have a lot more material to rap about or to sing about than Jay-Z. So that's why it took them a while to get that album together. And obviously No ID's living his life, kind of similar situation. No ID's not as known as Jay-Z, but he got to live his life too. When it finally came together, they didn't force it. They were having conversations. No ID was taking things that Jay-Z was saying. Instead of listening to him as a friend, he was listening to him with the anticipation of how can I take the soul of what he's saying and put it into the music where when he hears this beat, it allows him to continue the story flawlessly, effortlessly. My Skin is Black, the story of OJ, the sample is a part of the song. They're not clashing, they're together. Nina Simone sample, part of the song. Family Feud, part of the song. This was a very cohesive project with a producer and an artist. And I ain't saying other people didn't come in and chip in because we know what happened. But if you are a producer, this is what we need you to get back to. Y'all are the lifeline and the lifeblood of the music industry. The producers and the engineers. Y'all are the coaches. Y'all are the mentors. Y'all are the therapists. Y'all the psychologists. Too many of y'all just sit in that damn chair and collect your Cash Apps, collect your PayPal. All y'all do is putting presets on niggas' vocals. You not trying to coach. You trying to get as many people in there as you possibly can. And I get it. You got to eat too. I understand that. And niggas be coming there bullshitting drunk and high. I get it. But you have such an important piece. Artists, we cannot get our creative thoughts out without you helping us. And you gotta want to help us. You gotta have patience. You are a coach. You're a leader. You need to lead the artist to the promised land. As cheesy as that sounds, but it's the truth. Y'all wanna be like Ali with TDE? You wanna be like 40 with OVO? You wanna be like Mez with Dreamville? Why do you think that Kendrick and Drake and Cole mess with them still to this day? It's more than them just putting on the presets. Mez knows J. Cole's voice better than anybody in the world. Mez can mix J. Cole's voice like nobody's business in his sleep. It's more than that. What is Cole trying to get across? What can we experiment and play with to capture the emotion that he wants? Because Mez actually knows him as a person. Ali knows Kendrick as a person. 40 knows Drake as a person, as a producer, as an engineer. Who are you getting to know as a person? Which one of your artists are you attaching yourself to? Because everybody that comes in there can't be full of shit. Because I got a company that deals with a lot of artists too. And a lot of them are full of shit. There's a select few that aren't. What are you doing with them? How are you helping them? Or do you just want to be the studio rat for the rest of your life, making $50 an hour? No ID has just given y'all the blueprint, just like Jay-Z has been giving us a blueprint for years. Artists absolutely got to step their professionalism up, but they need help at the top. An artist is always going to need a producer and an engineer. I need an engineer right now. That's why I'm even making music. I need an engineer right now who thinks like this. Where you at? I'm in Houston. Where the fuck are you at? I'm ready to give you a percentage of my music in perpetuity. Real shit. Let me know if y'all find them. Fucking outro. I'm out the pond. Y'all stay true.
Group82University.com.